Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast, phone edition. I thought the audio was okay on the last time I did this, and I just wanted to touch base on the importance of working hard while not being too self-critical, and how those things are, you know, very important for us to be the best that we can be, and to continue to teach the game to, whether it's our kids, whether it's to our players, and really to continue to remind that to ourselves as we strive to be the best that we can be, and continue to push without beating ourselves up. And this is just a little bit of what's been in my mind lately, because I'm very critical of myself. I'm too critical of myself a lot of times, and that can go two different ways. I mean, you can beat yourself up because you're so critical of yourself. You don't want to, you know, not live up to a standard that you've put in front of yourself. And so it can paralyze you. It can freeze you. But when used the other way, it can drive you. It can push you to keep learning, to keep going, to put in more time, more effort, more energy, to continue to be a better student. Because it's a positive critical. And what I mean by positive critical is looking at yourself with a big picture, with a long-term mindset, and understanding that, like, boy, in a year, how much better am I going to be at my craft? Whether I'm a player, whether I'm a coach, if I keep doing what I'm doing now, is this going to lead to growth? Yes. That's exciting. So For that aspect, I'm being critical of myself. I need to get better with how I communicate consistently to my kids. I need it when I'm running a camp. I need to get better at how I consistently communicate to parents, right? It can't be really great at one point and be a struggle. It's got to be really, really good at all times. Being critical of myself, how do we close out a camp? How do we close out a workout? Is it positive? Is it motivating? Are we reminding them of the things that were the focus of our workout? Is that consistent? And being critical of myself in those areas, saying, okay, we've got to get better, got to get better, got to get better. But at the same time, being critical with a long-term mindset and saying, man, if I keep pushing on these areas, if I hold myself accountable in these areas with my communication, with my energy, with my own growth and learning, am I going to be ahead of where I am right now? And if I can say yes to that, then it's full steam ahead, right? And the process continues. So for me, it's this balance. And literally on a daily basis, I go back and forth. I get too hard on myself. I beat myself up too much. And I feel like there's times where I'm not doing a good job, you know, with the kids that I work with. There's times where I'm coaching them. I'd be like, man, I'm just not giving them enough. They're not getting better at the rate that I think they should be. And I'm blaming myself. Now, is that fair or not? You know, probably not fair. I'm probably, you know, that's too much. But, you know, part of this is just letting you guys know, you know, I certainly don't have it all figured out, you know, as a coach, as a man, and trying to just become a better person in general. But I think that the more we can be real to the people that we work with, the more they get the license to be themselves, to open up, to be more comfortable around you. And when you get that right recipe, that allows your players to be like, man, coach is being real with me. Coach is being honest. Coach is willing to say, listen, this was my fault. I didn't do a good job in this area or in this area. I didn't explain something well. I got to bring it more. And if you're the coach and if you're the leader and you're open enough to be human, to be real with your players, with your kids, now they develop trust. And if you're open and you're honest with them and you don't have some like, hey, no matter what I say, I'm always right, blah, 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 and I know everything, like, that's a turnoff for everybody, not just your kids and your players, right? But if you're willing to say, hey, I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I still need to get better, and give them some examples of how you're trying to get better, man, like, that's a sweet spot, because it gives our players so much ownership over their own growth, their own learning process, and it allows them to go into a workout and a practice and also have a little more of a growth mindset in how they can continue to get better while still understanding they're going to make mistakes, they're going to struggle, and that's okay. So that's the first piece of what I wanted to mention just now. And the second one was the importance of working hard. We hear anyone who has ever been really, really good at something says you got to work hard. 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 If everybody knows it, why do we keep talking about it? We keep talking about it because people don't do it. They don't do it. They don't do it consistently, or they don't do it for a long enough period, or they work hard at the things that they're already good at, but when it comes to something that they struggle with, they don't want to get out of that comfort zone. They don't want to push, so they don't work hard in those areas to grow, even though that's a liability and that's going to allow them, that's going to keep them from playing more, from getting more minutes, from doing the things that they need to do as a player, going where they want to go as a player, because they're not comfortable enough in their own skin to continue to work hard and continue to push, whether things are going well, whether things are not going well, whether they're tired, whether it's something that they like, whether it's something that they don't like, whether it's something that they're a little bored of it because they do this every day. But you got to preach, like, if we're doing it every day, it's because it has extreme value for your game. And so I need you to push. I need you to keep going. I need you to have more of a long-term outlook on where this is going, not so much where we're at in the moment, where this is going compared to how you feel in the given moment, and having that attitude and having that consistent drive and that consistent work ethic is an absolute separator. So that's why you hear anybody who's ever been great. I mean, how many Kobe Bryant stories do we have to watch? Do we have to hear about? And the work ethic of this man. I mean, he was extremely talented. Dad played in the NBA. But I would say that he outworked his talent compared to other people who are just as gifted, if not more talented than he was. He outworked that, right? And Kobe is an extreme example, you know, mama mentality, but everybody knows what we're talking about because you've seen the videos on YouTube of all these NBA guys talking about his work ethic. And it's funny because these are the other top 450 players at that time in the world. And they're talking about how this other guy was outworking them and how he trained. And how does that relate to us as coaches and to us as our players? Like, if we're not, like, you could have the best drills, you could have the best philosophy, you could have a great understanding of teaching progressions and concepts to all your players. All these could be a 10 out of 10, but if you can't consistently get your players to work hard when they're with you and get it to the point where they're working just as hard when you're not around, you will not be even close to reaching your potential. You will not be close to reaching your potential because it is about doing the best that you can in each moment in time. And that's a work ethic that not many people have. So, man, I still praise you. As much as people talk about the importance of working hard, if you have a camp, if there's something you do, praise the kids that work hard. Praise the kids that work hard. If you see work ethic, praise the kids that work hard. And challenge those that you feel like have more in the tank. They make a mistake, but they're working hard. Praise them. They're working on their left hand, even though they're not good at it. Praise them. There's a specific piece of footwork that they're comfortable with going a certain direction, but not the other way. But they're working on it. Praise them. Because that stacks up, that compounds over time. So, self-critical, right? How are we using are we using, you know, analyzing our own game as coaches and using it in a positive way to be better? And then are we continuing to push hard ourselves and being an example and modeling that to our players? And if we're checking those two boxes, I think we're off to a great start. Get after it.